countrywide on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by the Irish Farmers Journal. Get Irish Country Living, your magazine for rural Ireland, every week inside the Irish Farmers Journal.
So there is light at the end of the pandemic tunnel, and good morning to any 55-year-olds who are up good and early to register for the vaccination. Well, I've still a good few weeks to go, thank God. Anyway, when we look back on these months of restrictions, many of us will just be glad that we kept the show on the road. Others will look back and knowing the months were a time of really positive change in their lives. One such person is Marion O'Reilly. She made the decision to apply to become a foster parent, and Brenda Donoghue went to meet her at her home in the heart of the countryside.
I think the countryside is a wonderful place to grow up. I mean, I would have grown up in the town, and I always had a want for the countryside, and I never want to live in a city or town again, ever. I love the space, the tranquility of it, the distance that you have between yourself and the next person, that isolation, I love it.
Marion lives in the heart of rural East Galway with her three children aged between 12 and 16 years. During the lockdown, she decided to apply to become a foster parent.
I mean, if it wasn't for lockdown, I wouldn't be sitting here with a story to tell today, really. As my kids were getting older, that mothering instinct was there to nurture, and I suppose that's what smaller children want. And my own kids were getting big and they were doing their own thing and they didn't need me as much, so I probably felt a little bit left out. And it popped into my head and I said, you know what, now is the right time for me to have a look at this and see, is it something that I can do?
To think about fostering, why did you think it was something for you?
I mean, it was laced with excitement and a little bit of, God, it's the unknown, and will I be good enough? Will it work out? What kind of kids would I get? Would it affect my own kids? There was lots of positives and negatives, but I still decided to go ahead with it and make the phone call and chat with Barry in Foster and First Ireland. Like, we all know what it's like to hit rock bottom, and we all know what it's like to get up and have someone to help you. I would have lost brothers. I would have lost my first child as well. So I know what it's like to be down. I know what it's like. I know what rock bottom feels like, and it's not nice. So that sense of love, that sense of care, and I suppose it's something that someone would have given me. So I just want to pass it on as well and be able to do that for a person. Something I can't do for people that aren't here anymore, but there's people here that I can do something for, and that's what I want to do.
And just after Christmas, the call came to say that two young children were on their way.
I just didn't know what to think. I had to pinch myself, and I kept going in and out of rooms, and I hadn't done anything, and I didn't know what to do because I didn't know what to expect. So I said, just calm down. Just, you know, the house is fine. They're not coming here to inspect the house. They're coming here because they need somewhere to stay. So next thing, they were here and I was standing at the door, and these two children get out of the car, and my heart, just seeing them, it was... You just wanted to nurture them and love them, because you could see in their face, you could see the pain, you could see, do you know what, what's going on here? It was heartbreaking. It really, really was. They came in, and I suppose then it was trying to act. How do you act around these kids? Because remember, this is my first time. So I didn't want to overcrowd them. You know, we didn't all want to be up staring at them, do you know. So we kind of gradually eased in and showed them in and brought them to their room and had some toys there for them and just gave them the remote to sit down and watch telly.
Her own children welcomed the idea, but there was some adjustment.
Dynamics of the house completely changed. We went from 3 to 5. My youngest son was no longer the youngest. Do you know, there was two others to think of, even setting up the dinner table. The dynamics of that and where people sat and bedtimes and tablets and internet, and I had to be careful to, do you know what, not exclude anyone or make anyone feel that it was going to be different from them. So it was all about balance. Now, it took a while to get that balance right, but so far we're not doing too bad. We all know the signs now when things are getting too much that we need to separate or go our own way and just take time for ourselves.
Claire Lone is a senior social work practitioner with Fostering First Ireland.
Foster families and foster carers are amazing people, you know, and they dedicate their lives to vulnerable children. You know, a lot of services maybe were pulled back during lockdowns, but at the same time, the greatest service that a vulnerable child can get is actually that of their foster family. The love and commitment, time and care that they give every day is what makes the greatest difference to that child. And to see that progress play out in a child's life is so rewarding.
I'm thinking about Marion and Marion making that decision during the pandemic that she's going to foster. How great is the need for people like Marion to come forward?
You know, it's ever increasing. There's almost 6,000 children in care in Ireland and 90% of those are in foster care. And it's great that 90% of those children's needs can be met in foster care. We're not looking for the idealistic view of a family in an urban area. We're looking for real people with an open heart. And whether that's a single person or a married couple or a person that has children or a person that doesn't, it's about their qualities and what they can offer to fostering. You know, families in Ireland now are very diverse, you know, and life is diverse. And that's what we're looking for in fostering. And that's what children need. A lot of the children that I work with are placed rurally. You know, I cover rural areas. But, you know, it's like the show, Brenda, it takes a community to raise a child. And I've certainly seen rural communities wrap their arms around young people that have been placed with families in the area. And I have seen them absolutely thrive.
4 months on and fostering has made a difference.
The two kids that came in, just to watch them progress from the first day they came through my door. Just, and I'm not talking big things, simple things
like
getting dressed in the morning, tidying your room, learning to cycle. Just to see them progress with the little things, it gave me a sense of fulfillment and happiness just to watch that, even just to see them outside running and giggling with my own kids, like it's a beautiful thing to see.
That was Marion O'Reilly ending that report there by Brenda Donoghue. Fostering First Ireland is at ffi.ie and this Wednesday they're having an online information session at 5:30 in the evening explaining how you can apply to become a foster parent, just like Marion. You can get more information by contacting them, their details, as I said, on their website.